Duke Energy is hoping to get an Indiana Supreme Court case overturned in light of a new state law. The utility filed a petition for a rehearing in front of an appeals court last week, one day after the bill was signed by the governor. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports consumer advocates are calling the law a bailout, but it's unclear if Duke Energy will be successful.
Last year, the state Supreme Court ruled Duke couldn't recover more than $200 million from its customers in extra costs that came with complying with federal coal ash rules. The new law aims to undo the effect of that ruling by letting utilities recover these kinds of costs without pre-approval, as long as the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission okays them after the fact. But Kerwin Olson with Citizens Action Coalition worries this would lead to higher bills. He says it could allow utilities to start coal ash cleanup without making sure it complies with rules from the Environmental Protection Agency.
The agency could later come back and say, nope, you did it wrong, you got to do it this way. So then does that mean the utility, pursuant to the law, will be able to recover costs for what they spent that didn't comply?
The bill's sponsor says its intent wasn't to bail out Duke Energy, but to provide clarity for similar cases before the IURC. Since this law wasn't on the books at the time, he doesn't think it will help Duke Energy's case. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.